consume. Those struggling with BED were viewed as overindulgent, lacking the self-control and willpower to limit their food consumption. Much of society still holds these ideas today. While its addition to the DSM-V provides further understanding into the validity of BED as a mental illness, there is still lack of education, which perpetuates popular myth around the disorder. Those living with BED do not choose to undergo an ongoing struggle with food. Understanding that developing the disorder is not one's fault is central to healing. BED is a complex mental illness that deserves recognition as the all-consuming disorder it is. Extensive work is required to overcome BED, but recovery is possible. This book aims to provide hope for those struggling with this disease, as well as the tools to begin or continue recovery. The heart behind this book comes from a place of understanding that those who feel chained by binge eating behavior can find lasting freedom. For those who may be concerned about their eating habits but do not feel like they fit neatly into the diagnosis for BED, that is perfectly fine. This book provides strategies to better understand and manage distressing behaviors that can be applied to various concerns surrounding food. The information and the following chapters can also serve those who know someone navigating BED and would like to learn more about the disorder and the recovery journey. The next chapter will dive into the diagnostic criteria for BED, as well as the traits that distinguish BED from other behaviors, such as emotional eating and overeating. Lesson 1. Understanding Binge Eating Disorder. The core of BED is recurrent episodes of binge eating. But how does the DSM-V define a binge? The two following traits must be present: eating an amount of food that is significantly more than most would eat in similar circumstances in a short amount of time; loss of control over how much, what one is eating; feeling like one cannot stop eating. Episodes of binge eating also must include at least three of the following characteristics: eating rapidly, eating to the point of discomfort, eating when one is not physically hungry, eating alone so others do not know how much one is eating, episodes followed by feelings of shame, guilt, disgust, distress around the binge eating behavior. Binge eating occurs at least once a week for a period of 3 months. No compensatory behaviors are present: purging, laxative use, excessive exercise, etc. What constitutes a binge? The diagnostic criteria for BED first defines a binge as eating a large amount of food in a relatively short period. Such a vague description leaves room for much interpretation, as what is considered an abnormally large amount of food tends to vary among individuals. Some use the word binge to denote eating 2 candy bars, while a typical binge for someone with BED might look like 5,000 calories of whole pizzas and cartons of ice cream. When it comes down to it, an individual must remember that their experience must be looked at in context with other diagnostic criteria. Note also that DSM-V does not specify what food or type of food one must eat to comprise a binge. Though individuals typically opt for sugary, high-fat, or salty foods during a binge, someone with BED could potentially be reaching out for carrots. The bottom line is that regardless of what food one is eating, the time span, or even how much one is eating, the characteristics of BED do not exist separately from each other. One is not experiencing an episode representative of BED unless they meet the second requirement of the criteria, which is a sense of loss of control over eating. A binge can be compared to an external force that comes over an individual. It is like a hurricane that has swept one into the chaos, and they must act accordingly until the storm is over. When the urge to binge strikes someone with BED, the individual feels powerless over the compulsion to obtain food as quickly as possible. In a way, it feels like one is a bystander outside their own body. One can only watch themselves from afar as they fall into the same pattern, feeling entirely unable to stop the behavior. Once the episode ends, the shame and disgust set in once again. When described this way, BED sounds much like the pattern of a substance use disorder